Question for you. Just wondering how many of you have this scripture written on something, bumper sticker, coffee mug, wall, wherever. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I question how much we trust in the Lord with all our heart, how much we lean not to our own understanding, and how much we really allow him to direct our path. Coco McDowell here, Director of Life Group Operations on the Vista campus. Today, I want to talk about hindsight being 2021. When I look back over this last year and see what God has done for me and my family, I am just in awe. But I have to tell you, it didn't come easy. The theme for this year for my husband and for me is obedience. And so when I think about 2021 and I'm thinking about obedience, I go to the Bible and I'm like, I need a story that will resonate with the importance of obedience. So not just being obedient, but why is it important for us to obey and trust what God has told us because of the relationship we have with God ourselves? In 1 Kings 13, there is a king. His name is Jeroboam. I get it wrong. It's okay. Jeroboam. And he has a prophet that comes to him because he made a sacrifice on an altar and he was not a Levite. So if you don't know that story, you need to do the homework there too. But read 1 Kings 13. Jeroboam goes to make a sacrifice. A prophet comes to him telling him his sacrifice was not acceptable. Fast forward, the prophet goes to leave the city from Jeroboam, and the Lord tells him, do not go back the way you came. So this prophet is on his way home. He parks under a tree to take a rest. An older prophet comes to him and says, hey, the Lord told me to tell you to go home with me so I can feed you and you can come meet my family. And the prophet said, I am not supposed to return the way that I came. But the older prophet said, oh no, the Lord told me you were supposed to go this way with me. So the prophet ends up going back with this older prophet. As a result, the prophet who was given the direct instruction to not go back the way he came ended up dying. And that was the penalty for him disobeying God blatantly. That story rings true to me because when the Lord gives us direct instruction, which is what? What is God's direct instruction? Some people say it's a voice. Some people say it's a sign. Some people say it's a vision. Some people say it's a dream. It's the Bible. This is our direct instruction. The Lord gives us direct instructions and he expects us to be obedient to it. He never said it was going to be easy, but he expects us to be obedient to it. So when the Lord gives us a direct instruction on what we are supposed to do with our life, when he is guiding us and we're not leaning to our own understanding, see, the issue is the prophet who was going about his business trying to go home, he knew what he was told to do. And he was on his way to do it. And then this older prophet came in because he looked the part, because he was a prophet, right? Why not trust him? He didn't think he was there to deceive him because he fit a role that was respectable. So he abandoned what the Lord already told him to do to go with this other prophet because he trusted the prophet. What does Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say? Trust in the Lord, not the other prophet, not the other people, not the situation, not what's going on around you. Trust in the Lord. So oftentimes we think and we question the direct instruction the Lord gives us because somebody else of some authority that we deem is higher than our own, and honestly, higher than God, we feel like, oh, they must know what they're talking about. So now let me go this direction. When the Lord gave a direct instruction to us, when my husband and I were told to sell our home and move into an RV, so many people thought we were crazy. So many people. And I mean, we were even approached by people on the side saying, are you okay? You know, did you guys like lose your money? Like, did something happen? Did you lose your house? And we said, no, we're just trying to be obedient. Now, being one who's afraid of bugs and insects and all of that stuff, this was really crazy for me to do. But the Lord gave us instructions and we did it. It was the hardest thing in my life this past year. But Lord, help me if I didn't see the most beautiful things that only God could create with my family. So I tell you this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and he will direct your path. And boy, will he do it in a way that no one else could possibly touch on their best day. Daily Dosers, we'll see you next time. And I truly believe and pray that you will trust in the Lord. Hindsight's 2021.